And the second work by Jageth, which is Not So White, is the name of the video piece, is 8 different landscapes and environments. And common to most are the vibrant green grasses, blue skies. There is a road travelling along into the distance. There's flat green grassland on either side. There are waterways and grasses. It looks like water lilies on there. And there are squiggly coloured lines, one that run across each video. So that basically they're a different colour on each video. And there's a line about a quarter of the way down the screen, and then a second line from the bottom up, about a quarter of the way up. And there's a white, a yellow, red, blue, orange, purple, blue, and a lighter purple. Can you tell me about these works?
So Not So White, Regained Territories is the title of this work. And so the Sri Lankan government, the Sri Lankan state, waged a war in predominantly Tamil north of the island of Sri Lanka against the liberation tigers of Tamil Eelam. Eelam is the fight for a Tamil homeland in the northern part of Sri Lanka, as Tamil communities who have lived there for centuries who were fighting for an independent state. And among the kind of facts of that kind of civil war is that the report of the Secretary General of the UN, their internal review panel, found that the estimated number of civilians that were killed in the final stage, the final assault against the LTTE, or the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, fighting for an independent Tamil state, could be between 40 or 70,000 individuals. But the problem of numbers and figures in the context of Sri Lanka and the broader South Asian region, as well as kind of wars everywhere else, which kind of Jagat kind of comes back to, is not only are the numbers always an estimation of the numbers that they were able to identify, the numbers which in the case of Sri Lanka are far higher than whatever they were reported, but 2009 marked the final act of genocide against the Tamil population by the Sri Lankan state. The landscapes presented in these works are landscapes that belonged to the Tamil state, or to the historically, traditionally Tamil lands. Some of them are kind of lakes, some of them are seasides, where you can see this in the right in the center, you see this long road going that kind of is going right above the sea across a patch of kind of beach, as well as some of them are craters that are formed by the dropping of bombs and dropping of other weaponry across the landscape of Tamil Eelam, across the landscape of northern Sri Lanka. And the landscapes here, Jagat is kind of referencing this time period after the war where there was an influx of tourists from the Buddhist Sinhala South, which is the dominant kind of group in Sri Lanka, who were kind of flooding into the Tamil lands of the north as the war had ended. And they were using terms like the territory has now been reclaimed to suggest that as if the northern territory, the northern parts of Sri Lanka, somehow belonged to the Buddhist Sinhala state as a homogeneous kind of entity or a homogeneous formation of Sri Lanka as a Buddhist Sinhala country. The landscapes that Jagat is kind of talking about, he photographed himself in 2015, are some of the sites that he visited with Tamil friends in northern Sri Lanka that were parts of these so-called regained territories. And right above them, the kind of squiggly lines are spectrograms. They're waveforms of audio, of sounds. So the sounds themselves that these waveforms were produced from, we don't hear those sounds because they were the sounds of the weapons that were used in the conflict. And Jagat is kind of making this very strong reference to the imagery of violence in kind of not showing violence itself, but showing a visual representation of the sounds of violence, of the sounds of war, in which he references a person that he met during his visits to the Tamil homeland, Anandi, who embroiders saris for the markets as a member of a grassroots collective of women. She says to him that the sounds of the war still echo in her ears. And that is the kind of spectrograms that we see overlaid on these landscapes.
I was going to say, after sitting here with the pieces for a while, I was thinking of sound waves as I was viewing them. So, yes, that makes sense to me now. Yeah.